Panthers post-game podcast in association tonight with the match sponsor, Karen Bergen Limited. Got a cast of thousands, it feels like, tonight. What happened tonight? Panthers were beaten in a very entertaining game, but against a very good side, UQTR. Going to give them the name for short because I'll never manage their full name. I'm joined by Ken Feast, Dan Green, John O'Bullard, and for the first time, Sam Hurst. I think we might as well start with Sam. Sam, welcome to the Panthers Nation. Fans took you to their heart. How much did you enjoy your first Panthers Nation experience?
So much fun. As you said, Panthers Nation literally took me in with their arms wide open. Like, it was so, so nice. I had such good warm welcome without even saying a word down a microphone. So to get the noise that we got today for a pre-season friendly and see how good they are, and the season's not even properly started yet, was incredible.
Yeah, brilliant. 5,500 nearly in the building. Unbelievable support, unbelievable noise. Greener? What a great start to, you know, an electric game. Okay, the result didn't go the way, but as Danny Stewart's just said, he actually said he wanted to win. I said, is it just about performance and getting used to systems? He went, well, yes, it is that, but we wanted to win. We want to set a tone at home. So that's really great to hear. But there were so many little good points to take out of the game, wasn't there?
Yeah, first of all, just touch on the crowd, massive crowd. Me and Jono were saying how, you know, years gone by, you'd have half of that really for a pre-season game. So, yeah, massive crowd. The boys did a really good job. Obviously, only been together about a week. And I thought the intensity grew as it went on. Like you said, it's more about the chemistry, you know, the fitness. But as it went on, you could tell more and more that the boys wanted to win. And the Patriots, great team, came in, did a really good job. And, you know, I think if we played that team maybe at, like, Christmas, we'd probably get the better of them. But, you know, at this time, they're a little bit ahead of us. And, you know, that they put a great show on. It was a really good game.
I think I'm going to talk to everyone about their standout players. Jono, I'll go first, and then you. Thought Tim Doherty had an exceptional game. Yeah, you know, he got man of the match. You know, it's really interesting that there's quite a few candidates. Ryan Bedard played really well. Those two, anyone else you want to throw into the mix?
I was waxing lyrical about Tim Doherty all night. I thought he had an excellent game and well-deserved his man of the match award. Ryan Bednard as well. Very comfortable in there. He nothing flashy, nothing spectacular, nothing. He was just solid, and he reminded me very much of Craig Kowalski. And that's a bigger compliment I can pay him because he was just that good. But obviously, it's going to take time to click, and that's what preseason is for. You know. You could tell it was a little bit rusty and everything, but it always is at pre-season. But there was a lot of positives we can take out of that game tonight.
Ken, glad you're on time for this podcast, unlike the pre-game show. So thanks for getting on time. Any other names you want to throw into the mix?
Well, I'm just going to say I saw very little of that game actually tonight because there was so much going on. And the standout player, I'm going to repeat really what Jono said from my standout player was the keeper. You know, Bednard just... I just thought, you know, he made some sort of lackadaisically great saves. Like, I don't know if you get what I mean by that.
But I do.
But it was like almost like nothing...
It looked simple.
Yeah. And there was one... I don't know who it was from or it was, you have to forgive me on that, but he just... He just caught it with his pad, and he was moving across his crease, and he just went out from, you know, off the leg, and it just felt like he was in the right place with the right positioning, and a joy to watch. So that for me was my standout. And then the game, you know, they're a good side. They've come in, you know, they're well drilled, they're prepped. We're still learning how we'll fit together. I thought it was, you know, looked like we as the game went on, we built our urgency, and we started kind of just relaxing a little bit, which was nice to see. And then what I liked was there's a bit of aggression as well, bit of team aggression, and that was nice to see. And the fans responded to that.
Did I read it right? The Steelers lost tonight.
Yeah, 4-1 to Manchester.
Very sad about that. TSGG, Chris Gadsby. I think I've once explained why you're TSGG, but we haven't got time now. What about you? What were your standout moments?
Yeah, I think it's similar to what other people have said. It felt like the first pre-season game with four or five players missing, but it will come. You saw it coming throughout the game. It's two shots in the first period, then about 10 in the second and about 15 in the third. So it was getting there, and you saw glimpses of what Daniel Stewart's trying to do with this team, particularly that first power play, really nice move that led to the goal. But again, as Ken said, Bednar making some really good saves. And something I noticed, I'm sure Jono will correct me, but I don't think I've seen it before, a netminder that didn't take a water bottle onto the net either.
Only you could see that. Only you could see that. Did he not?
Didn't Didn't take a water bottle onto his net out with him, so he didn't have any fluids throughout the
I would
periods.
Never have spotted that in a million years. Never in a million years.
I think it'll come. I think it will come. There were glimpses of what Danny is trying to do, but I think it did feel like first game back for, as Sam Hayes just told me, for 5 months, a bit rusty and some players missing with GB.
Come on, you must have some sort of stat for us. No? Come on.
Oh, no. I finished my database over summer with every game back to 1946, but I haven't got anything to hand.
Okay, so no stat for tonight.
No.
Jono?
It's not a great stat, but we've now played UQTR 3 times.
So you're accepting what was told to you before the game?
Yes, we have.
You're accepting that? That game?
No, it is there.
The loss does exist.
It does exist. 7-3 in 2016 in the Napoleon Cup. And we also played them in the Napoleon Cup in 2014, lost 6-5 on penalty shots. And now we've lost. They're 3-3. They're a bit of a bogey team for us now.
Well, I thought we won on penalty shots.
No, we lost.
Oh, we lost.
We won the tournament.
You're right. Yeah.
We got a point. I think we only needed a point. Yeah. And we got, obviously, we lost in a shootout.
Just wipe that game from our memories. But I'm glad you accept that. That's fine. Great noise again, great, the fans, I mean, when they came out, I mean, the players were so eager to get out and sit and meet the fans, they came out together because they were so excited, but the noise, and Danny Stewart referenced that. I asked him about how he felt, and he was like, that noise when the players came out was unreal.
It was incredible, and this is what pre-season is about, just tightening up some of those things. The guys were excited. They got on the ice. They didn't wait for their name calls, but that's it. We had a few technical problems and bits and bobs, but that's what the preseason's about. We'll iron that out. And then after Sam made such a great debut tonight out there, getting the fans going with that GVL recovery shirt giveaway, she's not here for the next 2 games.
No,
so,
good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to work out how I'm going to be in the crowd. And what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Do we beam you in remotely, maybe?
Yeah, can't believe you're leaving us straight away.
I thought that Ken was able to be in two places at once. Is that not what he's been doing this whole time, 20 years or something? I am sad that I'm going to be missing the next two, but excited to be back for the real season opener when things start to get...
Yeah, Guildford, 14th of September, isn't it?
Not long to go.
It'll be here before we know it. Sophie, one question for you. Throw one on you. The reaction on social media, but it's been buzzing all week. It was so clear, wasn't it, that fans could not wait to get back to their first game.
That wasn't a question, Chris.
You know what? She's called me out. She's called me out. She has called me out with a statement question. Yeah. Fair point to her. Yeah. She's not coming on again. She's not coming. Okay, I will rephrase that then. Okay. Wow. Look at that. I will rephrase that. That's it. No, you know what? It's a fair point. You called me out. Most people have just stumbled around the answer. How good has the fans' reaction been this week?
It's been amazing seeing how many people are so excited for the game on, today and you could see, as soon as people came out for warm-up and everyone was buzzing, and until the guys got off the ice again tonight, everyone was just clapping them along and just buzzing. So it's really nice to see that in real life, not just over Twitter.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Tough customer, but fair play. Yeah. Call it how it is. So just...
I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah.
So I'll go, Chris, ask me a question.
Yeah, you've just made a statement at me. Where were we going next? Sheffield on Monday, isn't it? Yeah. Sheffield on Monday in Ice Sheffield. Greener, it's only pre-season, but there's always just a little bit of extra about those games.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, both teams, it'll be our second game. They played as well tonight, so a little bit more fitness, a little bit more cohesion, not in the arena, which will probably help us a little bit, being a nice Sheffield. That game will probably be a little bit more physical, that, local pride on the line, and I think you'll see the intensity step up another notch. So, tonight was really good, but I think, after Monday, we'll know even more about our team. So looking forward to that one too.
Perfect. Well, thanks. Been a cast of thousands today. I'm going to go away and learn how to ask better questions and not make statements. Got a bit of homework to do for the next time. Actually, I won't be here next week. So Jono's not here either. Who's leading the podcast next? Sam's not. Hang on a minute. There's three of us not here.
I think it's me doing everything.
Yeah,
as well.
It's, yeah, but so get Soph on. But she's gonna like.
Soph's gonna ask the questions. Yeah. I'm just gonna. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So it's me and basically me and Soph.
Yeah, hang
everything
on.
Next
Green
week.
Is here. Chris, you.
I'm here, but not here.
Okay, so you. Yeah.
No, he's here. He's watching the game, but he's got some excuse why he can't also just come down and do.
Yeah, he's a married man now.
I mean, I am commentating on hockey, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just the stuff on grass.
He's mouthing, what's the deal?
Wife's birthday. It's a fair enough excuse.
How many times, like, literally, from the start of the season to the end of the season, for 20 years, I've missed everything.
Yeah?
Everything.
He's and newly married. It's, you know, come
I know,
on.
But
That's fair enough. I was going to say, Owen Bradley's coming back, though, so he'll be around.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is he going to be coming on the podcast?
I mean...
Is he going to be in Saltbox?
So he's doing the game because Jono's not coming.
Right, okay.
And I've kind of added to it. And he's giving up his Sunday. He's giving up his Sunday.
Now, that's a guy who can ask a question.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, actually, he did ask seven to Corey Nielsen that time, and Corey gave him one-word answers.
Yes.
Fair play. So Chris Galtzman's coming. No, Chris Galtzman's not coming.
No.
Owen Bradley's coming. He's doing the game because Jono's away. He's coming on the podcast beforehand because I'm not here. And whatever you guys want to do afterwards.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be out of jobs, like, you know. Fair play. Anyway, wonderful.
Panthers just upgrading in all departments. On the ice, off the ice.
Exactly. Wonderful. Great to be back. Great crowd, as I said. We'll see you in midweek for the pre-game podcast and the post-game podcast. There'll also be the pre-game show in Saltbox next Sunday. But for now, thanks a lot for joining us.